Dear young black males, make sure that you take your education seriously. You may not understand it right now, but your education is very important. I want to encourage you today. If you're one of those students where you copy other people's work, you don't do your own homework, you don't participate in class, you don't take your teacher seriously, you're on your phone in class, you're talking, you're joking, you don't do the classroom assignments, you don't participate, you just don't do anything. I want to encourage you today to value yourself and have some self-respect and to value your education. Now, I'm not going to get long-winded, but there was a time in history where African Americans could not go to school or college. There was a time in history where we weren't even able to read. So I really need you to understand the importance and the value that in 2018, you're actually able to get an education. And, you know, to not get an education and to not apply yourself and to not, you know, just give it your all, it's actually an insult. Like I stated, I encourage you to have some self-respect. Right now, you may think it's all fun and games, but you will become an adult one day. And if you do not apply yourself and educate yourself and gain knowledge, valuable knowledge, you will struggle throughout your life. Education is valuable. I cannot stress that enough. You don't want to grow up and you're struggling and you're stuck working dead-end jobs. And trust me, you know, making minimum wage, you're going to struggle because, I mean, let's just be real here, especially if you plan on having a family. So, you know, you have to start taking things seriously right now. I get you're young and you maybe want to, you know, just play around and you think, oh, you know, you just kind of blow it off. But trust me, this is not fun and games. And this is not the time to be blowing things off. You have to prepare early so that you will be able to succeed in life later on. And if you're listening in today and you're in high school and you know for a fact that you would like to go to college once you graduate high school, I would encourage you, I don't even care if you're a freshman, start researching now. Get an idea of what colleges that you want to attend. Would you like to attend an HBCU? Would you like to attend a traditional college? Or do you want to shoot for the stars and try to get yourself into one of those Ivy League colleges? No matter what choice you make, there are some things that you know you will be better off if you start researching right now. You know, like how much is it going to cost you to attend that college? What is the average GPA? And I would also recommend that you start like writing out a list of what is important to you and ask yourself, what does this college have to offer, you know, to me? You know, it's a two-way street. What you're looking for and what they offer. You know, and you can start breaking down, you know, to see what works best for you. Also, too, if you are interested in applying out of state, just to let you know, the tuition will be higher. You know, people who are coming in from a different state, they have to pay more to go to that college. So again, there's just so much that goes into applying for colleges, looking for scholarships, and be mindful, they offer a lot of scholarships, you know, specifically for African American people. So, you know, don't, like I stated, you're not too young to start doing your researching now. Prepare now so that you won't be stressing out, you know, when it comes, you know, towards you graduating and you just don't have a clue as to, you know, where you want to go and what it's going to cost and what you need to do. And be mindful of the degree that you obtain. I can't tell you, there are so many people that I know that have a degree and they don't even work in the field. It's like, if you're going to go to college and put in all of that hard work, you know, college should be enjoyable. Make sure whatever you choose that you're passionate about it. Give it some real thought. And I know some parents may be listening in today and you may not agree what I'm about to say, but at the end of the day, your child has to be happy with what they're doing. So allow them to choose freely. You know, they have to be passionate. They have to love what they're doing. They're the ones that's going to have to wake up every day and go to this job, you know. And I know, like I said, I know some parents may not like that idea, but like I said, that's just the way I feel as a parent. I have one daughter and she's actually getting ready to graduate UCLA. Wow. Next weekend, you know, and I just encouraged her to find what brought her joy. You know, what is she passionate about? What makes her heart happy? You know, I was not going to, that was not my decision to choose for her. That's not fair. You know, so young adults, you have to choose something that you are passionate about, something that you're going to look forward to waking up every day and going to do that thing, you know. So I just, you know, like I stated, you have your teachers, you have counselors. If you need more information, the library is an excellent choice. And in some of the neighborhoods there, you may have some community centers that can help you out. You have, what do you call those? They have like different conventions and fairs for like college students and stuff where you can learn a lot of information too. And of course, you have Google. Just make sure that you're on a website that's a reliable source, and you're going to have to take the time, like I said, apply yourself and read. There is so much to learn out there, and you can gain so much knowledge if you're just willing to read. Okay? And some of you may be listening in today, and you just know that, you know, college just isn't for you, and there are other options. I live in California, so we have something that's called ROP, and that stands for Regional Occupation Program, and that's for high school students. Basically, it's free training in a certain field, and like, I'm in my mid-40s. Now, back in high school, it was all free. I'm assuming it is still free. You would have to look into that. And if you live in another state, depending on what state you live in, I'm sure it's called something different. Also, too, they have community colleges. And most community colleges, they offer certificate programs. So if you don't want an actual degree, you can obtain a certificate. It's normally about a year long, and you just choose a specific, you know, thing that you learn, and you're basically just getting experience up under your belt. you know, on, it's like on the job training, if you will, but it's, you know, it's still at a college, but it's a certificate program, and at least you're getting great experience up under your belt. And then if you don't like that option, then you can look into going to trade schools, you know, and you can go that route. My point is, it's just make sure that you're educating your way in some form or fashion. You don't want to just, you know, allow yourself to just kind of just, you know, just go along with the flow or whatnot, and you're not really making anything of yourself. You have to apply yourself. You have to work hard. You have to read. You have to do research. You have to do all these things. You have to set yourself up for greatness. You don't want to grow up and be struggling working dead-end jobs, or for some of you, if you don't apply yourself, you may just get stuck and not even be able to obtain a job because you don't know how to speak properly. You don't know how to spell. You know, you don't know math. You don't know anything. So that's why I say you must, it is imperative that you value your education. Learn all that you can learn so that you can be all that you can be. And allow me to introduce myself. My name is Stephanie LaHart. I am an author, poet, youth motivational speaker for at-risk teens, teen mentor, and entrepreneur. I travel all over. I speak to youth in juvenile hall and other places as well. So trust me when I say I see firsthand that in the African American community, you know, a lot of black males, they struggle in school. And don't get me wrong, I know it can be for all kinds of reasons, but I just want to make this short video to encourage you to give yourself a fair chance, commit to yourself, change your attitude, and apply yourself. You've got to work hard. If you want to live the good life when you get older, you've got to put in the work right now. If you want to be able to live where you want to live, drive what you want to drive, you know, travel, see things, you're not going to be able to do that if you don't have, you know, a great job or an excellent career. You're just not going to be able to enjoy the finer things in life if you're struggling. You know, you don't want to live to just have a mediocre job and all you do is pay bills. That's got to be a miserable life. So don't set yourself up like that. Work hard now so that you can live a fabulous life later on. Now, if you enjoyed this video, I would appreciate a thumbs up. Don't be shy. Please feel free to leave a comment. And if you got any value out of this, or you think somebody else could get something out of this video, I would appreciate it if you would share it. If you would like to connect with me on social media, you can find me on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. And again, my name is Stephanie LaHart. And like I said, and even if you have any questions, you know, please feel free to, you know, leave comments and I will answer you. If you're genuine and you have a question, I will be more than happy to give you, you know, any information that I may have to help propel you into greatness. So again, thank you so very much for listening, and I wish you a pleasant day. Until next time, peace.